We are calling for a ceasefire. We are calling that they stop hurting innocent people. Stop it. The children.
From the river to the sea.
Stop it. Support local charities and support local donations whenever you can. And yeah.
We've already, excuse me, we've already thrown up. Oh, sorry.
Wow.
Thank God.
We've already.
Please, we barely even started.
I'm so sorry. I can't help. Hot girls have stomach issues. I'm sorry.
That's so weird.
Okay, now we're rolling. No, it's okay. It's okay. I was saying, I'm so excited for this episode. You have no idea. Ah, I could scream.
It's gonna eat.
Ah!
So, anyway, we already recorded the first bit of this, which was covering like beige and yellow flags of relationships. But we brought in our relationship expert. Do you want to introduce yourself, friend?
Expert is, that's a stretch.
Don't start. I don't think so.
In the canon of this show.
Right.
I am Lexi. Hello. Hi.
I know her.
Oh my god, same.
Oh my gosh, guys.
Oh my god, same. I know her too. It's
Please.
Wild.
This
Who
is crazy.
You, mysterious man in the middle.
I'm your Valentine. It's Jemmy J. It's JJ. Woo! And who are you?
I didn't get a Valentine this year.
Aw.
That's my that's my addition to this equation.
Oh.
I mean, same.
Oh.
It's okay, though.
Yeah.
We'll talk. I'm actually in pursuit of like a new boo right now, so I will explain my thought process soon.
Right.
I'm very excited.
Right. So, this is Red Flags Part 2. This comes after Part 1.
Yeah.
And I hope you guys enjoyed Part 1. Let's summarize Part 1. What did we talk about?
I love that he's just ignoring me.
Yeah, I'm not acknowledging any of that. It's sounding like, the Usher. Yeah. Oh my gosh, but yeah, we're into red flags.
That's not true.
Who's we? You speak in French now?
Yeah.
What do you mean we?
Hello?
Why am I in this?
Some of us are in more danger than others when it comes to that, clearly.
Meanwhile,
some of us skip through the poppy field like no fucking problem.
Yeah. No, there is lots of problems, actually, now that I think about it. But sometimes you like to see how red the flag can get, you know what I mean?
Oh, Jesus.
Ooh. My curiosity is not that strong. No.
No.
So, we get into it, how was y'all's week? What did you guys get up to? How's work going?
I have so much tea that I can't talk about legally because it means that someone is getting their license taken away by the state.
Oh.
And I got pulled into it, and it's an event that I cannot speak about, but it's been an eventful week.
No, you should tell us, but have Matt, the editor, way out.
Just like super zoom it. But that's been my week. I may or may not have helped that process along because this person was not willing to self-report the actions that they took. So I said, No. And then that's how that happened. So they will be fired expeditiously, which is fine because they've been bullying me for a while. So like I didn't kind of feel bad about doing it.
Is this the bitch that had a problem with you telling her to go home that one time?
Yes.
I knew it. Oh, what's her name? We'll bleep it out. I promise.
Oh, I love that name.
I love that name. I love it. That's going to be our new sensor.
Ew. Just keyboard smash the mouth sound.
Ew. ASMR. Boyfriend ASMR. Girlfriend ASMR.
Ew. But oh. Yeah, that was my week.
Wow. See, she should have minded her business. If she wanted to
she
go home.
She should have minded her business.
If no, she wanted to go home, though. She should have gone home. Why is she? I still don't get why she was mad at you for telling her to go home.
Yeah, I honestly have no idea. But she will probably be going home for, like, forever, because you can't really work as a nurse without a license. Just saying.
Just.
You can kind of go to court for that one. Ooh. Just a little bit.
Ooh.
A little, just a crumb of court. Just whatever. A crumb of court for that. Yeah.
Anyway, how was your guys' week?
Well, no one's getting fired on my end.
Oh, no. Not just fired. Removed completely. Like their license didn't even exist.
I want to know what they did. What was so...
It's bad. It's really bad.
Did someone die?
There is a set of things.
Oh, she passed away?
Aww. Mm.
I'll tell you later.
All right.
I'll tell you later.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Someone died, y'all.
Anyway. Hey, listen. I work in a dangerous... Oh, my God. Speaking of dangerous, you know what I said to my boss the other day? This man, and because I was trying to like be like, and we'll get into this, there's a guy at work that I'm like trying to get his number or whatever, but my boss is also in the room, and I'm like basically the chaotic nightmare creature to his like extremely organized type A personality, right? Mm-hmm. So that's the vibe. And one, I'm like known throughout the office. I have everybody's phone number in the state, basically, to be able to get images like lightning fast mm-hmm. for surgeons. And so they all ask me like, hey, can you get images from this place, whatever? Because I can get it within like 5 minutes, right? Like almost expeditiously. Mm-hmm. And my boss just looks at me and he goes, how do you do that so fast? I was like, doc, I got hoes in different area codes. And he's like, huh? And he's like typing, but then he immediately like whips his head around. He's like,
okay.
Wow.
Meanwhile, the guy I'm trying to impress, he like is just breaking down laughing. He's like, what the fuck? So that is what I said to my middle-aged male coworker in the middle of a very busy, crowded area.
You know what, though?
The whole time, my brain is like, don't say it, don't say it. And then I just said it anyway, because it was funny. He walked, in his defense, right into that.
That's fair.
Did he?
Yeah. He asked an open-ended question, and he received a response.
You know what, though? That is true. Who says your response has to be what he could say? You know what? No, I get it. Think out of the box. That was really out of the box, though.
This is the man that I'll send him things, like, randomly, and he'll be like, oh, it's a TikTok, but he'll spell it TikTok.
Oh, wait, I think you mentioned this guy before. Wait a second. Is this the same? No, this isn't the same one.
This is the guy that I just like to torture frequently. He'll now just randomly go, yeah, I sure hope it does.
Yeah. Road work ahead.
Like, I'm slowly trying to ruin him.
And I think it's working, because that was...
And I cannot wait.
Yeah.
My office is, like, painfully, painfully straight. So I'm, like, trying. There was one day I was like, oh my god, slay, after he said something. So everything for the rest of the day, slay. Massive slay. Huge slay. Like, I was trying way too hard. I was like,
oh,
okay,
he was trying to say slay? Oh, okay. Slay. See?
He's like,
it's not that hard.
Massive slay. It's like, no,
enormous,
that's not.
Enormous slay.
Yeah, no, literally. He's like, ginormous slay. I'm like, no, that's not.
Gargantuan slay. Elongated slay?
That's really funny.
Bless his
heart.
He's trying.
Like, he was really trying. I gotta give it to him.
Oh, man.
He's my buddy. I love hanging out with him and teaching him new things. I taught him about Neil the Seal the other day, if you guys aren't on that side of TikTok.
Yes.
He loved Neil the Seal. Big fan.
As he should. Neil's great.
All right. Let's stop talking about my life. Let's not.
I'm thinking.
What about you guys?
I'm thinking of other ways to say elongated sleigh. You got me in it.
You just...
You have me on the sleigh. I'm trying to come up with more words. But Lexi girl, what's been up with you? What is you been up to since the last time? Making me go
so you can take more time to think. is that the strategy right now?
Bad boy, I see you. Bad boy.
I see you.
Yes. Back. Yes. Yes. Well, yes. Okay. But for real. What have you been up to? Because the last time you were here, we spoke about Butterball. What is going on in your world today? There's something that I want to say, but I don't know if you want to say it.
Ooh.
Is the thing you're thinking about a work-related thing?
The thing I'm thinking about is it work-related? It's work-adjacent, but I'm thinking of something that has happened since the last time we podcasted together. What's different about it this time?
Our last episode was about crushes. Does it have to do with this?
No. There's something. No. Guys, come on. Me and Lexi live together.
Oh
yeah, you're right.
Oh my god.
I'm forgetting you're in this. I'm forgetting you're in the other room.
Upstairs.
You're down the hall from me.
Yikes.
Oh gosh.
Work adjacent. Wait. That's nothing to do with that. Wait.
That's what had me confused.
Suck, riddle man.
We got new jobs. We got new money. And we have a whole place.
That
you're the worst troll under the bridge I've ever heard of.
And you can cross it. So I wonder.
I do
so...
not. I no longer want to solve your riddles 3. I don't. It's too hard.
If you solve my riddles 3.
Well, yes. Now, what else happened in your life, Lexi? What else happened?
I guess most recent thing, I performed recently. I had my first.
I saw that on Instagram.
I saw it on Instagram, too.
It's a very small, tiny desk-esque concert. And it was my first time performing this year, which was nice. It was a nice first time. Nice 2024 first concert. Yay.
Yeah.
So
she's a rock star. She's a runner. She's a pop star.
Where can they follow you?
Oh, we're doing this at the beginning. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The Lexi Reese 97 on Instagram. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's so pretty.
I apologize so in advance pretty. For how little I post, but that is my New Year's resolution, is to stop doing that. But yeah.
And post some more. Hey, we will be putting her on our stories too.
The things you spend like 5 seconds on are the things that go the most viral. I think I have one video right now that's in the 600,000 range that I spent like less than 5 seconds of brain power on. So like, don't overthink it when you do post.
Right. Yeah, just let it go and let God.
Let God, also known as Instagram algorithm. Mark Zuckerberg, please.
The algorithm is so tough
really
to get to.
I appreciate you calling him God, though.
Don't let him hear you say that.
He is not. Yeah. He is not God. If the algorithm so wants to let me be a part of it, it was just God's divine will.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Mark.
No. I will never be bowed to a white man. Never. Not on this month. Never that.
During my month?
Well, yes. But yeah, make sure to follow Miss Lexi on all social media platforms. She is so talented. Another round of applause for Lexi. She's so pretty. Pookie. Yeah. Yeah, so I think we're all at different jobs now than where we were the last time we did the episode.
What? I'm so much happier.
When was the last episode again? I can't. Time.
Oh, God.
Is
2021, I think.
Oh, actually?
Yeah.
I think so.
It was really long ago.
Wow. So I have a new job in the sense that I actually have a job because I didn't have one in the middle of the pandemic. So, yeah, I guess it's new.
Be nice.
Because that counts.
Forgot I was going to look. Oh, I was looking at the podcast date of when we...
Episode 5. I remember
Episode 5?
Whoa.
Yeah.
time?
You're an early store.
Yeah.
Did you know that is our most popular episode to date?
It still is.
Still?
It's the most. It still is.
Dang.
It also has the highest male listening audience, but we won't talk about that.
I didn't know that.
I knew that.
Ew. Why would a man be there?
Because you know what we were doing at the beginning of that episode? What listen to doing? It again. Dare you. And okay, it's going to become very obvious why.
Okay, let me listen to it right now. How bad could it be?
It's pretty bad. We're making a lot of interesting noises. Oh. I need to do my COPD breathing. Yeah.
Wow, I was so pissed.
I was so angry. That was almost friendship ending.
Oh my gosh, that was insane.
That was the night that the sweater versus sweatshirt thing happened, and we don't even have any evidence that it happened. That was that night.
Oh yeah, that was.
So nobody else knows what we're talking about when I say that, but it's a conversation that we very heavily engaged in.
No, I remember, and I won, but that's besides the point.
No.
The point. Okay, well, let's ask our third party.
No, we can't do this right now.
Okay, we won't diverge into this one. There's got to be one whole episode about that debate, and we're going to do that.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
We're gonna get in the ring. Episode.
That's for the
we're
Patreon.
We're getting in the ring again, and we are going to duke it out for
good.
Can
we actually get in a ring, though? Because I will kick your ass.
I don't fight. I don't fight. I do. I don't fight.
I'd pay to see
it. I do not fight.
I do.
What?
I should encourage this, but but also.
I don't curious. Fight. Please.
I can show you all my scars from my fights. I got a couple here. I got some of my knuckles. You can see the discoloration. See, especially on that one. It's like really obvious. On this side too. I got a couple on my stomach.
Yeah, I don't fight.
Come for me, bro.
I don't fight. I don't fight.
I do. I will.
Promote.
I do and
love.
I will.
Promote.
Listening audience, that was not for everybody.
And it
these
won't.
Hands
sometimes,
are rated E.
So I'm not even going to give them context. If you guys want to see this contest text, go look at our TikTok video. Yeah. How about that?
That can be a TikTok video. That's funny.
That can be a TikTok video. There we go. Okay, back to the task at hand. The task at hand. Lex. Okay, so there's different types of them, right? We went over this last episode. There's like...
Which is coming up
friendship.
This week.
Yeah, it's going to... Oh, yes, it is.
Anyway.
So there's like the friendship level beige flags, and then there's the relationship beige flags and relationship... red flags, which we have not talked about yet. But what are your beige flags in a friendship or relationship? Something that you want to get a little close to, a little smoochity smotch with. Something that's going to make you want to shake your shoulders.
Is it terrible that I can think of red flags before beige flags?
That's why we saved this for last.
Terrible. I'm sitting here like beige flag, like, oh, I don't know. But then red flags, there's like a whole like scroll in my head.
Yeah. That's why we invited a guest.
Exactly.
Hmm.
Beige flags. Okay. Like, and also your own beige flags. Like my beige flag is I watched Legend of Korra too many times. So whoever's around me or whoever's with me, I'm watching Legend of Korra.
Ooh,
and I'm reciting the lines.
I don't remember my beige flag. I don't think I said any. I am like an extremely habitual creature. I have my routine and I will do my routine every single day, including but not limited to eating the same exact food for over a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks in a row. That's just how it be.
I guess for beige flags, kind of similar to Jay's, but video game instead of show. I play a little too much Persona. A little too much Persona.
But she has a job now, so it's fine.
But I make money, so it's okay.
She makes money.
I mean, the game is expensive. It's okay. So I have to make money to play it.
Yeah. And the games will be played.
And the game, they will. One thing about Persona, it will get played by me. You put a Persona game out, I will get it. So if that counts.
You hear that?
Sponsor us.
Japan.
Sponsor this episode.
I am keeping Atlas's lights
email
on.
Please.
No.
If Atlas had 1 million fans, she's one of them. If Atlas had 10 fans, she is one of them. If Atlas had 1 fan, she is one. If Atlas has no fans, she is one.
She's dead. Yeah.
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 Oh.
Yeah, it's probably, it's probably my beige flag. Red flag for other people. Where do I start? This is...
Oh, we're starting.
Sorry. We are starting? If we're starting...
Okay, this might sound like a basic one, but it still irks me. Is just like hypocrisy. Like just anyone, like if you say like you make some sort of mistake and someone like rags you for it, but then same person makes same mistake, you try to call it out and they're not hearing it. That irks
That's
me
a good one.
To no end. I can't deal with it.
It's like that meme.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
But come on.
That might be my biggest one, actually.
That's a huge one.
Like that, like, I don't know. Or just like, I guess this is kind of in the same umbrella, but just a general like lack of self-awareness with stuff like that. I just can't do it. I can't do it.
Good answer. That's a good answer.
Like, you know, it's kind of asking you to be perfect because, like, you know, we're human and being human isn't inherently imperfect thing to be. I'm always asking you to be perfect, but just like when you're not aware of certain things, that's just, I don't know. No good.
That's big.
Yeah. Yeah. What are y'all's?
I have a red flag.
Ooh.
I hate. When men refer to women as females.
Whoa!
It drives me up a wall. Every time I hear someone do that, I'm like, shut your mouth.
I have like a visceral reaction to it. Like, I actually feel my body tense up when I hear
females.
Like, whenever I see clips of those, like against my will, usually, but yeah. Those like alpha male, like red pill podcasts.
Alpha male, roar. I'm a wolf.
Rar XD.
That's what it gives. Every time I hear someone call themselves an alpha male, I'm like, okay, wolf. Okay, teen wolf. Go on, Scott McCall.
No. Ew.
Alpha males in general is a red flag.
Oh, absolutely. I went on a date with one.
Oh.
That was a fun time. Or a self-proclaimed, because he was kind of an asshole. I think I told this story that I went out to dinner and he said he was six feet, which is fine. I'm very clear on all my profiles, which I have now gotten rid of because I'm over them. But I'm very clear that I'm over 6 feet tall and to not scare people. But I think when people lie on there, they're expecting me to be lying too. So I get there and his face is at my chest and I go, interesting. But I'm fine. I don't mind. I don't care. Like, it's whatever. And we keep going. And he's like flirting with the waitress. He's like complaining that I have a job and like I'm doing all these things. And like, he's like, you know, I just really want to take care of someone. And like getting into it like that, I'm like, okay, I don't love this energy. And he leaves before the food even comes. He's like, I have to go to the bathroom. Gone.
Damn.
Disappears. Leaves me with a check. And the most insulting part, I'm allergic to what he got. So I couldn't even take it home. That was rough.
What was it?
The whole time. What did he get?
I'm like majorly allergic to pine nuts. So like it was like some kind of like pastas thing.
Mm.
Most nuts, actually. Anyway,
almonds.
That was a fun little story. Me and alpha males don't really get along because when I see that energy, I go, me too. I try to square up with it and it usually doesn't end well.
Alpha male energies.
If I'm like at work and I have to deal with like a customer that's very obviously like an alpha male, I try to get someone else to deal with them. Because I don't know. That's just an energy. I physically can't be around it.
Yeah. I physically it's very,
see you're better than me. You are better than me. I lean into it. I go even harder.
I wish I could be like
that. I like try to copy it. I put my like shoulders back. I put my legs out like full man spread. Like I find that so entertaining.
I
lean into it and it scares the shit out of people. Especially when I'm bigger than them.
Dang, I that wish. Too.
Mine is like kind of like an in-between. When I see alpha males, they're always shorter than me. So it's always easier me to just stand up and just, you know, look big and towering over them. And then they usually pipe down. That was a big thing in retail. When people started yelling at me, I would just stand there, be the intimidating black man that I am. And people usually pipe down.
See, I think y'all... Yeah. Sorry. I was like, y'all both have...
No, that's real.
Y'all both have height on your side. I'm so average. Unless it's someone... It's an alpha male that's like 5'2". I feel like I'm intimidating nobody.
I've seen it. I've literally seen it.
If I get lucky enough that someone is like at my knees, like then like, I don't know. Maybe it'll work out for me, but I feel like I'm too average height. To intimidate anybody.
I'm respectful until someone else takes it there, and then I just like, oh, this is fun now. This is a game.
Yeah. You go low. I used to be like this. You go low, I'm going lower.
Exactly.
But I don't do that anymore. I start taking the high road. I don't know. It's too much energy to go like? The low road. It's taxing. Because sometimes you want to you want to let loose on a couple of people and just really tell them what you think and get disrespectful. But I can't do that anymore. That was me at my old job. I used to slick my mouth. You want to say something?
Exactly.
Oh, because now I'm going to talk. Oh,
that's my energy. I'm like, oh, okay. We're going there. Behold.
Yeah.
My biggest red flag is the thing that I'm actually going through right now. It's like my biggest ick is... I am very clear with people when I speak and people are like, oh, she's not serious, or like, oh, she's just, you know, saying it to say it. No, I said it and I meant it. Like,
she said what she said.
That's my biggest thing is people are like, well, let's just push it like a little bit further. Let's just send one more message. No.
Boundaries, red flag when someone doesn't respect your boundaries.
Yeah,
exactly.
That was a huge one for sure.
I say, I want a break. You say, okay, we're cool for one day, maybe less. Okay, done. So you're immediately like off the list forever.
That's so weird. Hold on. I just want to make sure I'm understanding this properly. So you said, hey, I need a break. And then they only waited a day?
Less than.
Oh.
Pull up the receipts. I sent you everything.
No. I know. I'm just making sure. Yeah.
So they waited not even a full... They heard break.
They waited hours, maybe.
Not even a full 24. They said, yeah, that's enough. They had dinner and they're like, yeah, that's long enough.
Yeah.
And then
that's long enough.
2.5 weeks later, you just keep going. Oh. Just keep going.
Oh.
Anyway.
No. Put it on the garbage, not in the trash.
Put it in the trash.
But yeah, no, that's
my huge red flag right now.
What other red flags are there?
Oh, there's so many.
If they like raisins.
All right.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's weird, too. I used to, I don't say like, but I actually used to not mind raisins. But now.
I like craisins.
What was that?
What are craisins again? Are those the chocolate covered ones?
Okay.
No, those are cranberry raisins.
James.
Cranberry raisins?
Yeah. Dried cranberries. Craisins.
Oh.
Those are good. They're like sour.
Okay. I like those. Those seem like they'd be nice. But I don't know.
No, I don't like cherries.
It's not for you, MJ. It's for the girls. The girls like me.
Whoa. I was just attacked for no reason.
Lexi gets it.
Yeah.
Whoa.
We're ganging up.
Them fryers. Damn. Let him get up. Let him get up.
Who said he's not a fighter? Run the clip back.
Put it in reverse, Terry. Put it in reverse. Oh my gosh. But yeah, red flags. More red flags. There's got to be more.
You know when you like. The thing my brain is doing right now is like, I know I have so many, but you know when you try to think of like.
Oh.
A thing, and it's like every single thing that exists in that category just cancels out. It's like when people are just like, what's your favorite movie? And you forget every movie that exists. I think that's what my brain is doing right now. I'm like, I know I have so many.
I don't know any movies.
What's a movie?
A moving picture? Oh my goodness.
Why, sir, that's preposterous. So anyway, she's a professional voice actor. No, I'm kidding.
Please.
This is a kind of a specific one, and one that Jay will understand because he's witnessed how annoyed
not
I've
too much
when this has happened.
Oh no,
I'm scared.
No, when you have plans to hang out with someone and without asking will just bring someone else along.
That's happened to me. That has happened to me.
I hate it when that happens.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Especially when it's like, I don't know, if you've had like maybe like a rough week or something and you wanted to like vent or whatever, and they bring a person that you're not as comfortable talking about certain things around, and you're like, well, now what?
When the drama is in the room with you.
Yeah.
That's happened to me before. And you're like, well, now I can't talk about it.
Even past the drama, sometimes I need to let my heart go. Mm-hmm. There's some issue happening behind the scenes that I need to know if I'm going crazy about or not. Mm-hmm. And you brought your homie with you? Ugh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Throw it away.
Which, like, any other time,
that's huge.
It's like you wouldn't be mad. Or, like, even if they asked in advance and you had a chance to say no or yes or whatever, it's like, okay, it's fine. But like, no warning, nothing.
Yeah, that's ugly.
Yeah,
that happened to me. I was going out to dinner with someone of the male variety, and his eight friends pull up chairs.
Eight. I'm sorry, I wanted to make sure I heard that right.
No, you did.
Eight?
I thought I was
three plus five. Four times two?
One of them asked me for my number.
Ooh.
Wait, that's kind of a serve, though. Eight? It's kind of an eight.
First of all, where do you find eight friends from?
I thought I was going to die that day. Yeah, honestly.
First of all. But
wait, so you were the 10th person, technically.
I was the date. I was the only woman.
Oh.
I thought I was going to die. Like, for real.
It was...
Eight? Wait, please, eight plus really him, awkward. Or was it him plus seven? Because I
eight
need to know.
Eight plus him.
A group, not a ten pool.
It was awful. They were like, oh, hey, what's up, man? Like, no, this was planned.
Oh, please tell me that was the last time you ever saw him.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, okay, yeah, bless.
Where would you find a spot to host 10
people? I'm dumb,
but
I might be stupid.
Wait.
I need details. Where did y'all go? Where was hosting
was
10 people on a
mall.
Date at the same time?
It was at the mall.
Okay.
Okay. I was 20-something.
Ooh.
I met
a
him
child.
Dancing. A baby. And I was like, yeah, let's go out to dinner or whatever. And then they all just like packed in. Which I don't know how the restaurant allowed that either, because that was fucking wild. It was like a Thursday night and it was kind of busy in there. I left. I was like, nope, I'm out. Goodbye.
I,
Eight.
Ooh.
I've been on some rough dates, so anyway.
I want to know what possesses you to bring a busload of your friends on to an event that is supposed to just be two people.
I thought it was going okay. Like, in the back of my head, I'm like, did he text them, like, saying it wasn't going well? Like, what's happening? I don't know. There was some kind of plan put together that I was not privy to. That was the end of that, though.
Oh, thank God.
As it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As it should be. Damn.
Yay. So anyway, I'm kind of not super enthusiastic about rejoining the dating sphere.
The dating sphere is not seeing me. Mm. I said this in the last episode, and I'm saying it again.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah, I'm over it.
I'm in my whatever happens, happens phase. I'm not trying.
Oh, my God. Okay, I say that, but I'm actively trying. Oh.
Right now.
There's a guy at work that I'm, like, aggressively, like, attempting to make this happen, but we'll talk about that later. We need to talk more about red flags, because this man is an instant green flag.
Oh, man. Ooh, he's green freaking flags. Adorable.
Instant.
See, I wish I could, like, be more active, especially when I meet someone who is, like, instant green flag, or there's, like, a walking green flag, but I'm just like, I've had too much bad luck and too many unrequited feelings and whatnot and so on and so forth. So, yeah, I'm not trying. I'm not trying no more.
Because I'm a walking red flag. Like, there's no getting around that. I'm a mess.
I'm a tall flag. That's what I am. Elongated. Yeah,
a tall drink of water.
Glug, glug, glug.
Nice. Cold. Ow. Oh, sorry.
Oh, wow. Watch your profanity.
Sorry.
She's swearing like a sailor.
I just hit my elbow.
Is it okay? Does it need a kiss better? Do you need a kiss better? Yeah. Come, bring you, give it to you.
Look at it's all red now.
Oh. Was it the funny bone? Ah.
Ain't nothing funny about that.
That's a red flag.
What?
Right.
What, hitting your elbow?
That is a red flag. Yeah. Why? Like, why?
He gets the immediate ick. Locks.
There's a list on TikTok of things that give people the ick, and it is so funny. It'd be like
seen
that.
Those.
He stubs his toe. Ick.
I swear I saw someone where, like, he uses a spoon to eat his soup. Ick.
Ick.
Something stupid like that.
He drinks milk.
Ick.
Oh my gosh. When they said, why are you as a man ordering strawberry lemonade from Wendy's? I said, damn. Can't have anything nice. We can't have anything nice.
Can't have that fruity umbrella drink. Not allowed.
He gave me the ick.
He gave me the ick. What's the?
You need to listen to her new song. It's Tell Your Boyfriend. It's really good. Yeah, she has a whole album.
Did you
actually
know that Beyonce did a country drop today?
I did. I haven't listened to it yet.
Bro, it's so good.
I have to listen to it. Oh no! Whoa, Jay has opinions.
Okay, I listen to country music. I listen to country music unironically, so you can trust me. It's pretty good.
I listen to prop.
This one don't listen to this. Don't listen to him.
I've listened. Okay, there may be a couple of actual country songs I like, actually really like, and then some like country adjacent songs that I like. Mm-hmm. I don't like actively properly listen.
This
to
is country adjacent. Country,
okay. So I might
this
like
is,
it.
This is objectively country.
I'm also
adjacent.
A Daddy Lessons fan too. Like, I actually like that song. So
did you say this is like Beyonce's one is country adjacent?
Oh yeah. Absolutely. It's stadium country. It's not real country.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Is that not still country?
No.
I need to look this up. Hold on. Does it sound pretty country?
Because
to me?
Stadium country is like the sound and like the synth and stuff that she was using. It's not like real country.
Mm.
It's the I get paid a lot to sing about songs that aren't my experience. Now, 16 Carriages, that one was very good. And if the instrumental was better and more authentic, then that would definitely be like top five country songs.
Mm. Okay.
But the styling was just wrong.
Yeah. Like, you
message was great though. That was old country style.
So it seems more like
you need the trauma, you need anti-capitalism, you need more trauma. That's country.
So I guess what I haven't listened to it yet, but I'm assuming it's just like just produced in a way that is like trying to appeal to people that don't really listen to country. Okay.
Exactly. So the first one, that Texas Hold'em one, I would not consider that country music. I would consider that absolutely country adjacent.
Mm. Okay.
16 Carriages had potential. That was a really good song and I really enjoyed it, but I still wouldn't consider it.
It's growing
the
on
way
me.
It was.
Can I say that?
Oh, it's great.
It's growing on me.
Yeah, it's great.
It's growing on me. It's like Break My Soul all over again.
I'll break my soul.
Yeah, I could not stand that song. And that's still one of my least favorite songs off Renaissance. But I think 16 Carriages and Texas Hold'em have potential. I think this album might actually get me listening to country music. So,
yes! Sorry.
I think Abby's excited about that. I don't know. I can't tell.
I don't know. I got a pretty mundane response there just now.
I wouldn't love that at all, Sam. I am.
But yeah, I think I like 16 Carriages more than I like Texas Hold'em. I think it'll be good. I'm still a little skeptic because it's not a genre that I usually listen to. And country is just one of those ones that I really do not listen to. Like, I'll put on a lot of genres and I'll find a beat. I like the beat. But country was just never one of them. Now all of a sudden, 16 Carriages. Like, what?
Yeah, country is one of those ones. I don't like maybe 95% of country, but I'll find like the occasional song that like every time I hear Jolene, bruh, I eat Jolene up.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah. Jolene is good.
I love Jolene. I love Jolene bad. But yeah.
That's a great song.
This is not Beyonce's first time touching. She did Daddy Lessons. That was country. She did another one that was pretty country.
She did one on the VMAs.
Yeah, was that the one of Dixie Chicks?
Yeah. Yes. Did I see that one?
Was so good. No.
Wow.
I rewatched that recently.
Wow.
I forgot how much she ate in that.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that's what it was. I watched this performance so many
times. I sent that to you.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably from moment that she wrote them damn Texas songs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow, that was a great one.
That's good. Oh yeah, I think once we finish recording, I'm gonna go straight to listen to that. I keep forgetting I was trying to think of red flags, not green flags, red flags.
Oh yeah.
Sorry, we got distracted.
Red flag. They don't like Beyonce.
Actually, you know what?
I said what I said.
I'll agree only because people's reasoning for not liking Beyonce, I don't want to say not valid because I know people's opinions are valid, but like, I don't know. It never sits right with me. Like, people's reasoning for it. They either say she's like...
There's always an ulterior
motive. And like,
always.
I don't trust
always
her.
An interior.
Yeah. Yeah. So...
But we won't talk about it.
If people's reasoning was just like, I just don't listen to that kind of music, then I'm like, okay, I'll give it to you, whatever. But if it's things like...
It's always, I hate her,
she's overrated. Oh my God.
Literally.
She can't sing.
Like, we get it. You don't want to be like other girls. I get it. You want to be different. I get it.
But even when she stands on stage and does nothing, people have a problem with it. People just hate, and you know what? I'm not going to get into it.
No, we all know where this is going, though.
We all know where this is going.
Yeah. We're just going to tuck our hair behind our ears here real quick. Don't mind me.
Right.
Actually, I would count that.
You know who you are. Bachelor Nation.
I think I would count that, too, just under like an umbrella of people who... Like, another red flag, people who dislike things because they think it makes them different. Not because, like, they might have, like, valid reasons for disliking it, but the people that just tend to say, oh, I don't like this thing because other people love it or too many people love it. I'm like, okay, and... I don't know.
Yeah.
I think there's a slight exception to this one. That's not necessarily a red flag, but I think it's like, for me, when I want to get into an artist, I have to wait for it to get off the radio. I can't be talking about it when everyone else is talking about it. But I'm not going to say I don't like it. Yeah. I'm just waiting for it till it dies down so I can listen to it. And then I can have conversations after it's been overplayed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I get it.
You say that, but we just talked about all the new music that Beyonce just did. And we watched it the day of it released.
I did not watch it the day of it released. I only listened to it a little bit ago, but I have not listened to it since.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's your exception to it. Like, it's one thing if you don't talk about it, if you like you wait to talk about it. But those people that will like actively be like, I hate this so bad because everyone loves it. I hate it so bad because everyone loves it. Blah blah blah. Like that, I can.
They just hate fun.
Right? Like when you go out of your way to say how much you hate something because other people like it, that's what I don't like. Yeah.
Yeah. That's huge.
Irks me.
And hating someone for being a fan of something that is popular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like back in the day when people used to make fun of other people for liking big celebrities and stuff like that. I'm like, we're having fun.
Yeah.
You guys just hate fun.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, that's big one for me. What else? I haven't run into too many people that have done this. But the people that I, and it's also so specific, but the people that I have, I'm like, huh? There are people who I've encountered who say that they don't listen to songs all the way through. Like they go like they'll listen to like half a song and be like, yeah, I get the gist, and like just move on. And I'm like,
wait, to a
new song? Like when they're listening to new music?
Like most music. Like not even, I don't think necessarily new. Like I've encountered a couple people. Again, like thankfully not too many people, but I've encountered some people who like, yeah, when I listen to songs, I rarely finish a song all the way through. And I'm like, how?
Whoa.
That's like, bizarre.
Like to switch and go to another song?
Yeah.
Well, he's about to admit that he does this.
I think I do that.
Kick him out.
No, hold on. Let me explain. It's like if I'm listening to a song and it's like a little too slow for me and I need something that's going to pump me up, I'll switch songs, but I didn't finish the first song. Are we talking about like that?
No.
Just like in like general. Like they just don't listen
like
to
like
it.
Most times when they're listening to music, like... Not like, that's how they prefer, like people that prefer to listen to music that way, basically. Yeah. It's so strange.
I don't get it.
I don't think I understand. They're listening to music and only listening to half of a song and then saying, enough is that. I'm turning off the radio.
Yes.
And then they go back the next day and they do the same thing again. Yes.
That's like, it's their preferred way of listening to music. Yeah.
Yeah.
Horrifying. Like I'm just glad I haven't, at least to my knowledge, I have not encountered that many people who do this, but like the people that have admitted that they've done this, I'm like, do you watch half a movie? Like
do you watch half a TV show?
Like it's like a concept I still can't wrap my head around at all.
So there's a group of people out there that have never heard a bridge in their life.
No, literally.
Some people don't even know who Michelle is from Destiny's Child. No, and I don't mean it in a shady way. Michelle eats her bridge. The Ooh. Michelle Bridge Over Troubled Waters Williams. There's not a bridge that she could not cross, but there are some people that don't know her.
Yeah. No, yeah, basically.
Oh, that what you mentioned though, Lex, with that red flag is even worse than people that just don't listen to music. There's people out there that do not listen to music.
Yeah.
Like they're like, I can't don't do music. I'm like, there's a song out there for everyone.
Yeah, and that's scary.
I definitely can't wrap my head around. Like part of me wasn't sure before if that was like I was like, is it because I'm in music that I can't wrap my head around it? Or is that just like, I was like, no, that's just strange. Yeah.
Be normal.
Even if it's just a song, there's not a song that like.
There's no song. There's nothing with the little uns, 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 uns. Nothing with clack of the fan. Nothing with a strumming guitar. Like, what?
I don't.
I'll take literally anything.
I can't even focus without music.
Yeah.
So right?
Like, there's some people that just like prefer silence. I can't do that.
Yeah.
I can't
do it.
What a bizarre.
Right? Sitting with my thoughts?
Even when I go to sleep.
Some people don't even have that. Did you know that some people don't even have like an internal
monologue?
Yeah,
I remember learning this.
Or internal dialogue.
What do you mean?
Whoa.
People don't.
That's a real
stop
thing.
Like, if you like sat and just tried to like form a sentence in your brain without speaking out loud, like that. Some people can't do that. Yeah,
they can't do it. Like, I know their there's brain also doesn't talk to them.
Wow. Be normal, please, guys.
Right? Isn't that ugly? It's like a large percent too. It's like 40 something percent.
What?
Yeah, it's wild.
You mean the person that's sitting next to me could potentially not hear the thoughts that are in their head?
Mm. Absolutely.
What's not clicking?
But it's damning. The report's damning. They're basically saying like the people that do have that are like the ones that had like imaginary friends as kids and like no one to talk to and like no adults in their lives that like respected their thoughts. So they just kept it to themselves kind of thing. So the report basically said, you know, we're not sure, but this could be a good reason.
Ooh.
Why are you so loud?
So anyway, all three of us have admitted to potentially having that issue in our lives live on the air.
Trauma bonds. Buckle up.
Dang.
We told her to buckle
that
up.
That part I did not see.
I did. I read the whole thing.
Well,
I've been here the whole time.
Well, you learn something new every day, huh?
You know what? I know people say ignorance is a red flag, but damn, they look peaceful.
Right?
Yeah.
Knowing so many things
makes
hurts.
You sad.
It makes you sad.
It absolutely does. Mm.
But them ignorant,
the
stupid people.
Of knowledge of it. Right. Rough. Rough.
Like, I know I said earlier, like, not having any type of self-awareness is a red flag, which is still true. But also, like, that must be nice.
Must be nice.
Yeah.
One day.
You must be at peace, always.
God, that does sound really lovely right now, though.
People are so, like, common sense is not so common. That's another red flag on its own. When you don't have common sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or manners. Manners is a big
That's thing. A huge one.
Oh, manners is
Seeing
a
how
thing.
People treat
no
like.
No manner?
Wait staff
or like hospitality.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Wait. For those that don't know, I work currently, one of my jobs, I work at an escape room. And I like to tell people that working at an escape room is kind of like observing a social experiment, because like you kind of get a sense of how people interact like in the room. You kind of get a sense of like how they might be like in real life, like when they go into an escape room, it's an alternate universe. No, like like outside the escape room, and like yeah, like the way that people will communicate. Like I've seen. Some people go on like first dates, like in escape rooms and stuff. And then the way they communicate to like in there, I'm like, oh, there's not going to be a second. You might not even make it through the first. she might walk out.
Let me say, I've seen so many first dates. You see no second dates.
Exactly.
Man, surprise. The room is opening 30 minutes early. Whoa.
Because you'll like kind of eavesdrop and hear just how people are speaking to each other, and you're like, oh, okay. Yeah, like no manners, communication issues are just rampant. Like it's bad, and I'm like, I feel like I shouldn't be watching this. It's also my job. I'm getting paid too, so I'll keep going. going off like the manners thing, it's
yeah, no, it's no, that is so valid. I'm trying to think of other things with manners. You guys really nailed it, like especially when people are rude to servers. When when I go to McDonald's, I've never ever raised my voice or caught an attitude with anyone that works in any fine establishment. I've seen people throw fries in workers' faces and get mad over things that could have been a simple fix if you just allowed the person. People should be allowed to make mistakes.
Did I ever tell y'all about the time I was in a McDonald's a couple years ago and someone returned their whole meal because they couldn't get an extra packet of sauce for free?
Say something.
I wish. I was like the customer right behind too. They got, it was like, I want to say it looked like a grandma and her like grandkid, and they got like a McNugget meal or whatever for like each of them. And then she was just like, oh, can I get an extra sweet and sour sauce? And the person at the counter was just like, yeah, but I can, but it'll be like an extra 10 cents. And she starts freaking out because she was just like, what? This, they never used to do this before. What do you mean it's extra 10 cents? And like going on and on and on to the point where she's like, I don't even want this anymore. And asked for a refund for the entire two whole meals because she couldn't get like what, one or two extra packets of sweet and sour sauce?
She could though. She absolutely could.
I wish I could say psych. I wish I could say psych.
I hate when people are being like, oh, it's never been like this before. Yeah, that's how policies work. 1 minute they're not there, 1 minute they are there.
Like, ma'am, do you think we're going to have the same policies that we did in 1985? What do you mean? Like,
I'm never coming back. Okay, good.
Thanks.
Oh, thank God. I pray. It'd be hell on earth when you walk back in here.
It's like, I feel like you can tell a lot of the time too, the people that have actually like worked in customer service and people that haven't, because the people that work in customer service know how to actually treat people that work in customer service. Yes. Like, thank
you. Yes. Yeah. Yes, please.
Yeah. Thank you. It's so,
even when I'm frustrated, I explain to the person, like, I'm not frustrated with you. I'm frustrated over this entire thing. I'm frustrated with the company as a whole, but it has nothing to do with you because all you have to do is literally just enforce policy and I respect.
But
I'm not yelling at anyone. Oh, that's so, oh.
No. Yeah, the entitlement is stupid. But yeah, no, definitely how people treat like minimum wage like employees and like wait staff and stuff like that. It's definitely definitely very like telling of how they're gonna be in a relationship. 100%. Yeah.
Oh, this is gonna get a little deeper, but when they don't support assisted living.
Yeah.
Or assisted anything in general, like when things are allocated toward those that don't have as much privilege and the person calls it free handouts. I think that is a red flag.
Oh, that's big.
I understand now. I did not understand at first. I was like, assisted living old people? What?
Yeah, and when they hate old people too. What do you mean? What do you mean, Granny? What'd the Granny do?
Why Meemaw in it?
No, literally. But yeah, no. When they don't like those that haven't had the same privileges, I guess equity. When they don't like equity,
That's fair.
Mm-hmm. For them, I assume it comes from a place where like they're scared of losing that privilege once other people that didn't initially have that privilege are kind of on the same like level, on the same playing field. That I think that just terrifies them, which is like, yeah, that's very telling of you as a person. So, yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. That's a big one.
Renaissance. Yeah.
So anyway, can I tell my story and then we kind of like wrap up?
Before you do, I think Lexi has one thing to say.
Is going to be so much less serious than the one you just said. And apologies in advance to anyone that does this, because I know a good chunk of people that say this. When people say they don't drink water.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Yes.
There's people like
that. I've had multiple people admit.
Are they alive?
By some miracle, yes.
And they're
I've had.
And there are people that say they don't like the taste of water. What?
What do they drink?
Yeah. I've had people say to my face that they straight up, they just like don't drink water. I remember working with someone a while ago who said that like they only drank water because like their partner forced them to. And I'm like, Yeah.
Okay. But I don't like the taste of water, but I've like put lemon and stuff in it to like cover up because I think there's like the city water's fucked up. I hate it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. No. We're not talking tap water. Tap water is disgusting.
We're just talking like water, like just.
But even if just you find like general, ways to make water like work for you, like you said, like putting lemon in it, or I don't know, doing like what, like I know people have like are getting like air up now, like something like air up. Yeah. I'm like, okay, yeah. There's ways to make water work for you if you don't really like the taste of it, but like you need water. What do you mean you don't drink water?
No water is crazy. Yeah. No water is crazy.
I think they justify it because they're like, oh, no, the water. Things I drink have, they have to have water in them, so that's how I'm getting it. Oh, and I'm like, God. That's not.
That's not how science works. I know that their
pee is darker than the sun. Ugh.
I know that shit is neon.
That's nasty.
It's like, there's no way.
Ew. Not the spit take.
Like, I know your bladder hates you.
Not neon, please. Not glow in the dark.
Just like screaming.
You turned the bathroom light off. The bathroom light's still on.
Jackson, motherfucker.
Whoa.
Sounds about gross.
Radioactive.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yes.
Ooh. That's
disgusting.
When they like Aquafina or Dasani. Okay, I was gonna say.
Yeah, I kind of.
You do?
No, I'm kidding. It tastes like salt, and I like it.
Nurse, she's out again.
I like the salt.
What about smart water?
I like smart water. Cool. I'm drinking the knockoff of it right now. Mm.
Oh, period.
Evan?
Great value. I didn't know y'all had that down there.
Mm-hmm.
I also like wear heart socks and heart binders and stuff like that. So all the salts I can get, I need the salt.
Right.
Salt.
Right. Salt, 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 salt. Yeah. It's a salt. Oh.
Oh, no.
Not a salt. Hold on.
delete.
The jazz music stopped playing in my head after I said that.
Just the record.
Records, yeah, record scratch.
Gosh. Oh no. Chief, we've lost him.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
Bye.
Come get your man.
Anyways.
I met a green flag this last week.
Ooh.
And he is training to be a doctor. Hello. He's training to be a doctor. So we've been like kind of like looking at each other like throughout the last like couple weeks, but then like this last week, it was Friday and I was very excited because I had told another doctor about my jacket, and it's this very like fringy jacket with like the little strings that come down, and I was making jokes about it. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna wear it on Friday and no one's gonna care. I bring it on Friday, I have ribbons in my hair, I look like a nightmare, like I look crazy, and I know this, and I walk into clinic and he's like, oh, I like your jacket, I like your hair. And he's like looking, and he does quick up down, and he goes, 13 needs pre-op instructions, and he like runs away.
Put in that Disney track where it goes,
yeah. And he's like, words, help.
Look at her, she's blushing. Now, what are we putting in the trash for this week?
Coworkers.
Ooh.
Anyway.
That was quick.
Yeah. Did not hesitate.
What about you, Lex? What are you putting in the trash this week?
You know what? Actually, I might also say coworkers.
Ooh.
Coworkers.
Plot twist, we work at the same place.
Yeah. No, yeah.
We're just talking about each other.
Please.
Wait, I lied. Scratch that. I didn't think that through.
Cut the check.
I was like, wait. No,
cut
no, no,
the
no,
check.
No. Self-doubt. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's
attempt
a good
to do
one.
That.
Attempt.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if you figure it out, call me.
Yeah, let me know. I need the recipe. I'm going to put, it's kind of like a joint in one, but overthinking and overcomplicating things. I'm putting that in the garbage.
We did it.
Yeah, that's that one. Ooh. Okay, y'all, until next time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming.
Go follow Lexi.
Go follow
Thanks
her.
Thanks for having me. Follow me at the LexiReese97 on Instagram.
On Instagram.
And you can follow us.
Where Mark Zuckerberg God is.
Oh, ew. Not that. That's not. But yeah, you can follow us at the GG Pod.
I was going to say, somebody changed it.
Today. I changed it. It's at the GG Pod on almost all platforms, but especially YouTube. You can watch all of our episodes on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Apple Music. You can even watch us on YouTube. Ah, be sure to follow our TikTok at... No, I didn't... It's 7307. Oh, I'm supposed to stop rolling.
That's how you end up on Dateline.
You know what? Oh, it could be a lot worse.
What?
Than Dateline?